With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour two of the Lake Show. I know that the president, Donald Trump, and I know that Pete Hegseth is in the news today. We'll get to that here in a few moments. But just, you know, when we talk about leadership, you know, in sports and stuff like that, people talk about it starts at the top. Like when you criticize the Dallas Cowboys, you start with Jerry Jones. When you criticize the Minnesota Twins, you start with the Polat family. When you start with talking about things in our country, you look to Donald Trump first. And this is not to say that every individual thing that happens in the United States of America is his fault. No one's dumb enough to think that or even say that, because it's not true. But we are in desperate need of leadership. Like, real thoughtful leadership. Smart leadership. Because right now, we don't have that. And I know. MAGA won't appreciate me saying that. And then we'll have a totally different opinion, and that's fine, because we all have an opinion. But there's so many days, and it's almost like every day, I wake up and I see something, and I ask the question out loud. I've even said on the show dozens of times, what are we doing? So the farmers are just struggling big time, okay? It's been discussed for the last couple of months. It's just the soybean situation, all that, like, it's a lot going on here. And so now we are in this point of, with the farmer struggling so much, that we're talking about trying to do a bailout for the farmers. Okay.
Going to use some of that tariff money.
This is the issue. And I haven't seen this from one farmer. I haven't seen this from two farmers. I've seen videos and commentary and news reports from farmers, from just more than just a few farmers that are talking about they're just not getting anything. Okay. The thing that is bothering me is it didn't have to be this way. The tariff thing, we said from the start, was not a good thing for the United States of America. When people debated and tried to say that the other countries pay for it, and then people are like, no, that's not how it works, but people are dumb enough to, I don't even want to go there, because if you're dumb to think that, you're just dumb. You're just dumb. So The tariffs have, and we played audio from farmers that have stated, it's hurting us. It's killing my business. I'm not sure what's going to happen with my family. So now we're talking about potentially trying to formulate it and do like a bailout when it didn't have to be this way. So now people got to pay for that? Like what? I'll ask you, Chris, what are we doing? What part of this are we looking at? And I don't care what side of the aisle you vote or who you support. How can you look and say, yeah, this makes a whole lot of sense to me? It's just dumb.
It doesn't.
There's no leadership here.
There are programs and funds that were cut to rural areas. And I come from the area, as you know, Tim Wall says, rocks and cows. I come from southwestern Minnesota, born and raised, super proud of where I come from. I milk cows. I've been on dairy farms. I picked rocks. I've been in combines. I've done all of that. Farmers, there's a certain amount of subsidies and government programs that farms rely on. Now, those had been cut. And now the president is saying, well, we're going to take some of the tariff money and we're going to help the farmers out. Okay, so you took away those subsidies and those funds, and now you're going to give them money from the money that we brought in because we've had to pay more. So essentially, you're doing the same thing as was being done, but now things are more expensive. I'm just a little confused as to how this all helps the American people. And farmers, listen, farmers are the lifeblood of this country. Without farmers, we don't eat. Without farmers, we have a really, really hard time existing.
Bro, you do not know how much land I drove past in the last 3 days and seeing all kind of stuff in the Deep South. In particular, like cotton fields and stuff like that. Like, you know, and I'm seeing the planes flying over and they're spraying the spraying the stuff to make
spraying
sure
the field, yeah.
Yeah, spraying the fields. Like the respect is there.
Farmers work as hard as anybody out there. Their life is not easy. Their life, there were times where I'm like, hey man, let's go out, let's do something. It's like, no, man, I gotta milk the cows. I might be done at 9 or 9:30. And I'm like, dude, let's do something. And then it's like, nah. Listen
to this from this report. The White House came to the farmers' rescue during President Donald Trump's first trade war. The second time around, a bailout isn't so simple. That's because this summer, Trump's big tax and spending bill drained the Commodity Credit Corporation, a $30 billion financing arm of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to instead fund crop stabilization programs. Now the White House and Congress are scrambling to deliver emergency aid to row crop farmers after the administration's trade war with China tanked their soybean market.
Yes, you can't sell soybeans.
And this is from the former USDA staffer and chief economist at the think tank Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Quote, I don't know if farmers can expect what happened last time to happen. This time, China, in retaliation for tariffs on its exports, isn't buying U.S. soybeans this year. We've been talking about that for the last couple of months. We played the sound bites. We played the audio, the news reports. We need leadership and we need somebody to step in. We are in desperate need of leadership in this country. Along with that, you know, this meeting earlier today in with the generals and admirals and the military, and listen to this quote from we're going to play the audio here from Donald Trump talking about firing people on the spot. Just take a listen to this.
This time, so I'm going over. I'm going to be meeting with generals and with admirals and with leaders. And if I don't like somebody, I'm going to fire them right on the spot.
How is that good business? Hold on. If I don't like them.
It's the art of the deal, baby.
I'm firing them on the... How is that... No, realistically, how is that good business? How is that... And forget about just Donald Trump. We can talk about, because we all know that we've worked jobs mm-hmm. where there are people that we weren't always necessarily seeing eye to eye with. It could be at a radio station. It could be at a department store. It could be at a bank.
Doesn't matter.
Like, it's about doing the best job possible. If I don't like them, I'm firing them on the spot. That does not sound like a good business decision.
Yeah, but when has Donald Trump ever made a bad decision when looking at somebody's character and deciding whether or not to fire them or keep them?
That just, I mean...
Do you not trust
when I heard
Donald J. Trump's judgment?
When I heard that, I was
like, president, for crying out loud.
That doesn't even sound like a smart move.
Nah, you got to trust him. Trust the process. Trust the process. A president knows all.
And then Pete Hegseth, he is the comment that he made earlier today about the need to be physically fit. Well, let's take a listen to that.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance.
Does it?
If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test.
Is it just about looking the part? Is that what we're talking about here? And with all due respect, okay, and I'm not saying that he's not a fit guy, there's already the video out there, Pete, of you struggling to do the pull-up. So stop acting as though stop acting like you're like the fittest man on planet Earth. Knock that off. Knock it off. Because there was a woman that put that I saw that on my timeline again last week for like the 10th time where he's struggling to do the pull up and it wasn't a good pull up. And I'm
not seeing the Nazi tattoo on his shoulder, and
I'm not talking like I can do like I'm a hellified dude doing pull ups because mm-hmm. I'm not. But then the woman responded, showing herself with her baby attached to her, doing pull-ups phenomenally. I'll ask it again. What are we doing?
We need a Department of Physical Fitness. Who could do that?
Once again, I'm on.
I'm France, and we just want to pop you off. All right.
We need leadership. Coming up next, it's time for Bite of the Night, that next year on The Late Show.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to the bite of the night. And the bite of the night is, I guess you could say, it became controversial over the weekend. On Sunday, the Bears were on the road. They played at the Las Vegas Raiders. And we know how they do, like, the halftime interviews or, like, coming out of halftime and all this other stuff, whatever, going into halftime. And so Coach Ben Johnson of the Chicago Bears, after halftime, he had the interview with, and I hope that I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but it's Aditi Kinkhawabla of CBS. And I know I'm probably butchering her last name. I'm not too familiar with her, but she does the sideline reporting for CBS. And they're doing the report, and we're going to play the report here. And he, at the end of the report, he seemed a little bit like thrown off by the opinion that she made. It wasn't necessarily a question. It was more like she made a statement or gave an opinion, and he took it, and it was almost like he was slighted by it and didn't like it. And then he finished off the interview, and people felt like he was like, it was distasteful in the way that he did the interview. I don't feel that way. I feel like the reporter actually made a mistake. I do think that he could have dealt with it better in terms of how he stared at her, how he looked awkwardly at her. But take a listen to the interaction.
Your offense has struggled to take advantage of those takeaways.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you tell them to get things going?
That it wasn't our brand of football. We're capable of a lot more. And so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half.
So you need to change what you're doing.
I don't know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
All right, Ben Johnson, all business. The little intimidation.
I didn't really feel.
Menacing stare.
So he did give kind of an intimidating stare, which I think that was, he was ticked off in the moment, and I don't think that was necessarily appropriate.
I think her follow-up was just very bad.
Yeah,
she had a really bad follow-up.
I think she has to own that. I think she has to own
yes,
that, too.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really a question at that point. She said, you got to change what you're doing. And he took it like, what? Like, it was almost like he got defensive. He did get defensive.
Well, see, and I thought she
he's like, I'm not, no.
So change what you're doing.
Play it one more time.
Yeah.
And we don't have to play the entire thing. Once they end it is when they end it.
Your offense has struggled to take advantage of those takeaways.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you tell them to get things going?
That it wasn't our brand of football. We're capable of a lot more, and so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half.
So you need to change what you're doing.
I don't know. You think so?
All right, so let me ask you this. And on the text line, 651-461-9226. Do you think he should have apologized?
No.
Well, he said he was a little bit disappointed in himself in hindsight after that interview. Okay? And to me, I can appreciate that from him. That he looks at that and he feels like he could have done a better job.
Mm-hmm.
He says, quote, this is what he said yesterday, the day after. In the moment, I honestly didn't think much of it. I'm kind of in in-game mode, which I get that.
Yes.
He says, but when I look back at it, I'm a little bit disappointed with what that looks like. I didn't hear very well, and that's not an excuse, but when I thought I heard, it was not a question, but I needed to make some changes. I didn't take that very well, so I'll do a better job with those going forward. I give him props for his response yesterday. Absolutely,
yeah, and he didn't.
I do.
He didn't have to.
He owned it.
Yes.
Well, I thought that the stare and stuff like that, he was kind of like, it wasn't a confrontation.
No, it wasn't aggressive at all. Like, no, even when he gave her.
It was intimidating. I mean, they even said on the back end, the reporter there at the end, when they tossed back to the guys in the booth, they're like, oh, kind of an intimidating. He did.
But he kind of gave her a little smirk, too, though.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of like a little bit of like, you think so?
I think it was more on her than him, though. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, because it veered from an initial question into something else.
See, and Henry, you know this. You've interviewed enough people. I've interviewed enough people. When you're having a conversation, and especially when you know in that moment, if you get an answer, you got two or three different ways that you can go with it. And it almost seemed like she froze. Like after that answer,
yeah.
She froze. And she's like, so change everything. It's like.
The text line says he doesn't have to apologize. It's a dumb question. No, I don't have a problem with the initial question.
The initial question was fine.
The follow-up wasn't a question.
The follow-up wasn't a question.
She made a statement.
Yeah.
She made a statement after that. She kind of gave her opinion.
She made the statement, but it kind of sounded like a question. So change everything or change what you're doing.
Let's play it one more time because the text. Hold on. I want to read this first for the 952 because they bring up a good point. Henry, she said, you need to change what you're doing, as a question. See, I didn't take it like that, but it sounded like you need to change what you're doing as a suggestion, much ado about nothing. Yeah. And I can see the texter's point right there, but let's play it one more time because the texter says.
Yeah, listen to her voice.
Because the texter says that it sounded like she was saying it not as a question, but she was actually trying to ask a question. I could see the confusion there.
Your offense has struggled to take advantage of those takeaways.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you tell them to get things going?
That it wasn't our brand of football. We're capable of a lot more, and so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half.
So you need to change what you're doing.
I don't know. You think so?
I can see the confusion there. I think the texture from the 952 brings up a great point.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the confusion there. The more and more I listen to it, it does seem like she was trying to get to a point of maybe that being a question. It didn't come across to anybody, though, that it was a question.
I think in the moment.
I think the average person, when you look at her facial expression, it didn't come across as a question. But I think that's a great thank you, Textra, because I can kind of see your point there.
Yeah, it's the way that she said it. And when the voice goes up like you're asking a question, you know, you listen to the inflection of the voice, and when it goes up.
Oh, trust me, Texture, from the 612. No, we watched the video. That's how we got to the audio, was watching the video. It's because they say, no, it sounded like she tried to be funny at the end. Watch it, not just listen. No, I've watched it numerous times.
We've seen it. We've seen it.
I didn't think that she was trying to be funny.
I think she was kind of being a little funny.
Maybe.
It's like, well,
and I don't know her well. That's what I'm saying.
Because he's like, oh, hit the reset button. So she's like, change everything? Yeah.
And I agree with the 612 texture, too. Her follow-up wasn't just what she said. It was her tone. Her tone. But what was her tone like? Like, was she? I don't think she was trying to be disrespectful towards him.
No, I think in that moment, I got the sense that maybe she didn't have a follow-up question prepared based on his answer. I think that was it.
This is another good text from the 952. 952 is killing it here. Maybe the reporter was trying to summarize his first statement, but did a poor job of it or misinterpreted what he said, thus causing the awkward reaction from the coach. Look, I'm going to give her some grace because he said it was hard to hear. It probably was hard to hear for her, too. Like, his immediate, like, response. I don't know what that was. Her immediate follow-up question or next question to his first answer. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the callers can summarize and the texters can summarize what we're trying to say.
Well, they're doing a good job.
They're doing a much better job than me. So
Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, what is his take on the Lynx losing in the second round of the WNBA Finals and the meltdown from Fee and Coach Reed? We talk to him next. All right, to welcome back into the show, and I want to welcome back in on the show from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, Charles Holman, the Hall of Famer. Let's talk some WNBA with the Lynx season over. Charles joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Charles Holman, I appreciate you giving me some time tonight. And I want to start with just your reaction to the way that forget about the comments, okay? We're going to get to Fee and Coach Reed. But just the way that the series played out, what were your thoughts in general on the Mercury winning 3-1?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you, Henry, for letting me come on. What happened, basically, Phoenix was a healthy team. When they played them regular season, they did not have all their players. They were a completely healthy team, and the Lynx were not. Secondly, they borrowed a playbook from Indiana when Indiana played the Lynx in the Commissioner's Cup, being very physical, and the Lynx were slow in responding to that. And then the game 2 loss. I think that was the worst loss I've ever seen the Lynx take part of in my years of covering them. And you just can't recover from that. I don't care. You can say all the good things. You just couldn't cover. So you had all that mixture. And then going back to Phoenix, where Phoenix was definitely on momentum, there was, and then the injuries and all other stuff that happened. The Lynx just did not play well in the last month of the season. And I mean by that is the momentum, the things that they were doing coming into the last month of the season wasn't there because they had clinched the playoffs. They were trying to rest players. Speed was coming off an injury and trying to get her back in the flow of things. They just wasn't clicking as they was beginning the season. And also they lacked, an enforcer. Last year, they had Maisha Hines-Allen. When she came off the bench, she knocked heads over. And I'm serious, she was an enforcing kind of player. Well, they lost her, and they didn't have that kind of player.
Oh, she's a bruiser. Her brother's in the National Football League. Yeah.
So they didn't have that this year. So they were the Lynx are a very finesse team. Now, they can bang with you occasionally, but they don't bang really well. And so, therefore, Phoenix was a banging type of team. They didn't give a dog about, they had nothing to lose. And so the Lynx didn't know how to respond to that. So I hate to say that, Phoenix won the series. They won it fair and square. No, I won't say fair and square. They won it because.
Oh, they won it fair and square. This is what I want to get to next, okay, because I feel like I'm in the minority here. And I'll preface it just the same way I did an hour ago. I absolutely love and adore Coach Reeve. I love Fee. I'm a Lynx fan. I mean, like, we're media members, but at the same time, like, I'm a Minnesotan, man. I love all the sports teams here, and I appreciate good people. I thought they dropped the ball this series. I don't think that officiating is the reason why they lost this series. And I'm not going to sit here and cap for the WNBA and say officiating Drake. They got to work on the officials. The officiating, that's a legitimate point to be talked about, to be discussed, and all of that. But in the here and now, this team blew a 20-point lead in game 2. They lost a double-digit lead in game three, and they also lost a, was a 14-point lead in game four. They lost leads. That's, to me, that is the story of them no longer being a part of the WNBA postseason. They let this series slip away. Now, if you want to sit there and say they weren't as healthy, they missed people, Carrington got injured, Fee gets injured and all that, that's fine. We can factor all of that in. But we're not going to make this conversation just about WNBA officiating because because this team won more games than anybody in the league. They were the number one seed. They had the second best player in the league in Fee this year, and she was second in MVP voting. They've got the defensive player of the year in Alana Smith. So I don't want to hear all of that. Like that to
no,
me,
you won't hear that from me.
Yeah,
officiating is something. Hell, I've been covering the league forever. Officiating always been bad, so that's not an issue to me. No, they got like I said, they got off.
No, I'm not saying that you're saying that. I'm saying for me, yeah. I don't want to hear that because that is the topic of the day. Is Coach Reeve? She had the meltdown and she got ejected and suspended. Fee had everything to say earlier today, and I disagree with some of the things that she brought up. I don't like the fact that she brought up Caitlin Clark in the WNBA and Angel Reese, and she brought up her husband and Unrivaled. I don't want to hear none of that. That don't have nothing to do with anything that happened in the postseason. Nothing.
Yeah, she did. It didn't. This has been a crazy day. I'll be honest, in all kinds of ways. But no, you don't lose a lead like they lost. And, you know, and I was sitting there watching – game two. And I sat there and I said, there's something wrong. Yeah, they were up 20. I said, but it's 20 in the third quarter. It's not 20 in the fourth. It's not 2 minutes left in the game. And Pat was sitting next to me and Ponzi, and we were saying the same thing. There's something wrong. There's something not good here. And you could see they wasn't making shots. They was missing shots. They just wasn't clicking. Their defense just wasn't there, and they just had too many misses. They had too many misplays. They had too many this, and Phoenix just capitalized on that. And so, there was just, like I told you, there was things in the last month of the season that the Lynx wasn't playing as well as they played at the beginning of the season.
Hey, let me ask you this, because this is the second year in a row that we have come up short in the postseason. Do we, and I'm not saying that we are, but I'm just talking about optics across the landscape of sports. Do we look like sore losers?
And if you look at the broader picture, yeah, it comes off that way. Even though most of us on the inside, you know, don't see it that way.
Agreed.
But from the outside, you know, social media has been nuts for the last 2 or 3 days. But it does look that way because it seemed like you only hear from Minnesota after they lost. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Last year after they lost in game five and in the final, you know, I want to say that Cheryl Reed got fined for what she said last year, not so much what she said this year. Because she didn't get a dime. They didn't take a dime for her last year. They forgot. So they ran that tape up. But neither here or there. It seemed like they always seem to say things after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes off, optic-wise, that comes off like you're a sore loser.
Yeah.
Even though, so therefore the overall message is getting lost in that because you're saying things. You know, you're saying to have the loss. Now, in this case, what happened, you had, you know, and WNBA got a lot of problems right now. When you find coaches who are agreeing with a coach, you know, that's kind of ridiculous, okay? They speak in their mind. They didn't say anything more than this. They just said Cheryl was right, you know. Now you're going to find them, okay? That's just, you know, it's been a crazy few days.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it, Henry, is, I never thought I would live to see that the WNBA take front page news.
Yeah, center stage.
And on PTI, they were big time on there. Big time. I mean, they had moved everybody off the front page because of what happened today. And that's good. That's progress in my eyes, in terms of a league. That's progress. But, yeah, it does come off. It comes off bad. Anytime you say things after a loss, Luigi, you want to wait a couple of days before you say something. But then it subsides, you know, you cooled off a little bit. But, yeah, it does come off. Optics is bad. And I, like I wrote this week, or was it last week now, I wrote that there is a similar anti-Minnesota bias among media people because they don't like, they think that the Minnesota act too elitist. They don't like the Tyler Perry special after every game, after every home game where they dance and all that. Because they, you know, they don't like that guy. Yep. They didn't like the Stud Buds. They didn't like, you know, they didn't like Nepecia and she would unrival. You know, and all that other stuff.
Yep.
They just throw that stuff out there unnecessarily because they have this image that Minnesota ain't supposed to be like that. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's been a crazy day. I mean, for me, shoot, my phone been blowing off since.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCC. So let me ask you this. The Minnesota Lynx all season long have been playing with a chip on their shoulder. Well, if they play with a chip on their shoulder this year, what are they going to play with next year?
Well, but the difference between everybody try to compare this year to when they played in 2016. The difference in that team, they had four Hall of Famers. Okay, they had an experienced team, and they did play with a chip on their shoulder, and they did not give up a 20-point lead. Okay, they didn't do that. This team didn't, again, that team, the 20, and I kept trying to tell people, don't compare what they did in 2016 to what they're doing this year, because, and that was a heartbreaker as well, but they had four Hall of Famers, and they resolved themselves from day one, they was going to get back to the finals. I think this team did that as well, but they didn't show it all the time on the court. You know, they said it a lot in the locker room. They said it great. Yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to do this little revenge tour, blah, blah. I think a lot of that came out from the media more than them. Well, they're going to do all this, all that. But I still say, when you have, you know, I never seen a team lose a 20-point lead, a Lynx team lose a 20-point lead like that in game two. And that's something that I would, that's something they need to stick with that. They need to stick with that more than anything. You can't lose that kind of lead. You're the number one defense in the league, but they just got some. They got disjointed performances from people who during the season was much better, and that's why the postseason is so different. It's much different than any season. You and I know that there's a whole difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody expected Phoenix to be in the finals.
Yeah.
You know, and look at that, because it just came together at the right time. You come together at the right time, you can beat anybody. Don't care who you're playing. You can play anybody, and they didn't come in there with no fear or just the mighty Lynx. The Lynx aren't that mighty. They were just very good this year, but they ain't high and mighty. I don't know what they're going. I don't know what motivation you're going to use. It's going to be a long offseason. I know that. It's going to be a real.
so who do you like tonight? We got Game Five, deciding game to see who gets to the WNBA Finals between the Las Vegas Aces. They're hosting the Indiana Fever. Who do you think wins?
I think it'd be Las Vegas, only because they're at home.
Gotcha. I agree.
I mean, Indiana's
they've been great.
Exceeded all expectations. But have you ever been a Las Vegas game in Las Vegas? It's crazy. Okay, and I don't know if the Fever can handle all that is going on, plus a team on the floor. So they're going to be. It'll be interesting. I think it'll be Vegas. You know, but then I, you know, don't bet things. Don't put no bets on based on what I say.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. Hey, Charles, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, as always, and you have a good evening now.
All right, take care. That's Charles Holman, Minnesota Sports Reporter, joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour two, and we'll do that next.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, really quickly, just because we got a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour break. In 35 minutes, we've got that game five that I referenced. The Las Vegas Aces hosting the Indiana Fever. I agree with Holman in that I just think that Asia Wilson is going to have a day. I think she's just going to be too darn strong for the Indiana Fever. And I think that, and look, this will be a totally different series if Caitlin Clark and, like, the Fever were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think in a deciding game, I think with the home court, Indiana has had a phenomenal year. With all the adversity that they have faced, Caitlin Clark essentially didn't even play this year. Let's be honest. She only played, what, 13 games? That's it.
Way exceeded expectations.
Way exceeded expectations. So I think that the Aces, and they're favored by 8. I don't know if they're going to cover. I think they win at home. I actually think that the Aces will win the WNBA title.
And I mean, right now, they'd have to be the betting favorites.
Yeah, you're talking about after tonight.
And I mean,
yeah.
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 I'm in Indiana. I was rooting for Indiana because of my girl Sophie Cunningham. Mizzou legend, but she'd been hurt too. So Indiana, I think there's only so far that you can go on with a very short man team or short woman team.
Yeah, I just don't think that they, if they were healthier, I think that they could advance. On the road, I just don't think it's going to happen. So we'll see. I'm going to be happy that I'll be able to see the majority of that game by the time I get home, at least the second half of it. But I think that the Aces will move on out of that series. That'll be rather interesting. And, yes, to get to the other point, in a matchup between Phoenix and Vegas, I think that Vegas is the better of those teams. Now, you know the funny thing, though? And I'm going to do this next summer just because.
Okay.
So the next time that I'm out at NBA Summer League, I'm going to look at all the teams that could make a run that have really good odds and just make a wager. Just throw $50. Because at the time, I think that the in-the-season betting on the Aces probably got as much as to like maybe 30 or 40 to 1. I mean, seriously, because remember, they were like one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, that's
true. And they came all the way back. Dude, it's crazy. Would they end up winning 17 in a row?
Yeah, it was an insane streak that they went on just to get to where they're at.
Yep. All right, coming up next, there was a very interesting conversation today on Drive Time with DeRussia revolving around gun control, and a caller named Joe from Litchfield sparked the thought in my head. We get to that next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.